From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The head of the government's oil spill response says he's decided to leave a cap atop the leaking oil well in place. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says despite the approach of bad weather, he will not remove a cap that has stopped oil from flowing into the Gulf for a week now. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the decision from New Orleans.
The government had indicated it might be necessary to remove the cap if surface vessels had to leave the area to escape a tropical depression headed for the Gulf. But Thad Allen says he's confident about leaving the cap in place even if ships have to return to port. Some oil cleanup operations have already been suspended, and efforts to drill a relief well have been put on hold because of the weather. Allen says BP will monitor the safety of the well cap with remote vehicles, but even if monitoring is not possible, the cap will stay in place. Larry Abramson, NPR News, New Orleans.
President Obama is apparently going to spend at least some of his vacation time along the Gulf Coast. White House officials announced today the first family is slated to travel to Florida August 14th and stay over the weekend. The president has made four trips to the Gulf, including one overnight stay since the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon well back in April. Questions continue to be raised about ventilation at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia at the time of an explosion that killed 29 miners. NPR's Robert Benacasa says officials from the Massey Energy Company spoke to reporters today and told them methane levels may have overwhelmed safety systems.
The company showed methane readings taken by federal mining regulators hours after the deadly blast, indicating high levels of the potentially explosive gas. And they showed photos of a crack in the mine floor where methane could have poured in. The Mine Safety and Health Administration quickly issued a statement saying that high methane levels would be expected after an explosion if ventilation controls were damaged and gases were released from sealed areas of the mine. The regulatory agency said it will look closely at methane levels at Upper Big Branch, whether Massey was following its ventilation plan, and at any evidence that methane monitors in the mine were tampered with. The agency also says, quote, "We know this company and this mine violated ventilation standards multiple times in the months leading up to the explosion." Robert Benincasa, NPR News, Washington.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke, who jolted the markets yesterday with his comments about a sluggish economic recovery, today is saying the Fed has not fired all the arrows in its quiver. Delivering his semiannual monetary policy address to House lawmakers, the Fed chairman said the central bank could push borrowing costs even lower if the economy continues to languish.
I think there are additional steps we could take, and we are evaluating those possibilities in contingency that we will need them.
One day after those remarks from the Fed chairman, Wall Street went the other way today. Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 200 points to close at 10,322. That was a rise of nearly 2%. The Nasdaq was up 58 points today. You're listening to NPR. Senate Democrats are now saying they are giving up on trying to get a compromise energy bill approved. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the decision comes after no Republicans said they would be willing to support the legislation. Democrats for more than a year have been trying to pass a comprehensive energy plan that would charge utilities and other major polluters for their carbon emissions. A compromise plan that would limit emissions just from utilities failed to attract the 60 votes needed to advance. Construction crane rigger has been acquitted of all criminal charges stemming from New York City crane collapse in March of 2008. NPR's Margo Adler reports that accident killed seven people and led to new safety measures.
Prosecutors argued that the operator, William Rapetti, was reckless in securing the huge crane. Defense lawyers said the crane was unsteady because of the engineering decisions of others. The trial lasted a month, and Rapetti was the only one charged. After the verdict, he hugged his sobbing wife. The seven manslaughter counts could have resulted in 15 years in jail. Rapetti was apparently devastated by the accident. Several of those killed were his closest friends. His company, Rapetti Rigging Services, was also acquitted of all charges. Some safety officials said the collapse was due to the failure of polyester straps that were being used to fasten a steel collar around the crane. The collapse of the crane led to the resignation of the city's top building official and many new crane safety measures. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Rescue workers in the Grand Teton National Park say they've now found the body of a missing climber. Park spokesman says searchers using a helicopter found the body of 21-year-old Brandon Oldenkamp this morning. The Iowa man had been missing after falling over a cliff during a thunderstorm. Teams using helicopters were able to successfully rescue 16 other climbers. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.